Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing dumper diversity. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.datemetips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing dumper diversity. People who end relationships are not all the same. They are not linked together by a singular personality trait or attachment style. Although these elements can be linked with behaviour, there is nothing which can be used as a way of 100% stating who is going to end a relationship before it begins. Dumpers are diverse. They could be the person you suspect or the person you least expect. The only thing that every dumper has in common is that they lost romantic emotional attraction for their partner. This is the reason someone becomes a dumper. I'm often asked if a dumper is a certain type of person, and the answer to this is no. Anyone can become a dumper within the correct circumstances. So we first have to understand why somebody ends a relationship, and that is because that they have lost romantic emotional attraction for their partner. This level of romantic emotional attraction has plummeted to a certain low point, and at this stage, they are likely to end a relationship. But why does this happen? Why does somebody lose romantic emotional attraction for their partner? Well, this is for one of two reasons. It is either number one, because of an action, or number two, because of growth. So let's go through these one by one. So the first reason that somebody might lose romantic emotional attraction for their partner is because of an action. And an action could be something such as infidelity, it could be lying, or it could be changes in personal presentation. So whereas infidelity and lying are quite self-explanatory as for why this type of action could be something which would cause a loss of romantic emotional attraction that somebody feels for their partner, changes in personal presentation might need a little bit more explanation. So if you imagine how you present yourself physically, you know, how you look physically, what is your physical appearance, your physical attraction that you are giving off to somebody? If you imagine how this is when you are in a relationship and how your partner is presenting themselves as well, then when you first connect, when obviously there is not only a romantic attraction between you both, there is, of course, a physical attraction within this. And this is what all blends together to make romantic emotional attraction. It is something which creates the difference between friendship and romantic relationship. So, of course, personal presentation is very, very important. And personal presentation doesn't just include how we actually look physically, but it also includes our personal hygiene and just in general, how we present ourselves physically. So changes in personal presentation is an action which can cause a loss of romantic emotional attraction from one partner to another. And this could be, firstly, the obvious reason, which is one partner starts to not put in as much effort in their personal presentation. That is kind of a more obvious possibility as for why somebody loses romantic emotional attraction. But sometimes it can actually work the other way. You know, if both people are used to each other looking and presenting themselves in a certain way, and then all of a sudden one partner starts to take a lot more interest and starts to put a lot more time into how they present themselves, they might start to look away, which their partner doesn't really find attractive, or maybe they find it as something which really pulls on their jealousy and negative traits such as this. So although it is obvious to say why, look, if somebody is all of a sudden not putting in effort into their personal hygiene, they're not looking their physical best, you can understand why a partner might lose romantic emotional attraction for this person. It's also important to understand that if a partner all of a sudden starts looking a lot different to how they used to, maybe it's in a positive way. Maybe it's due to a growth of confidence that they are presenting themselves in a new way. Then the partner might become jealous. They might become needy. They might become somebody who they didn't even think they was. You know, they might have thought to themselves, well, I'm not a jealous person. I'm not somebody who would mind if my partner is now looking different and potentially more attractive maybe than they were before. But all of a sudden, that is really tested. Now, of course, this isn't something to be put on the person who is making those positive changes. It is obviously more about the person who is feeling these negative thoughts and about their insecurities. But the fact is the same. You know, whoever is right and wrong is irrelevant at this point. You know, we're just looking at reasons as for why romantic emotional attraction levels dip. And this can be due to changes in personal presentation, even if that personal presentation is actually improved, because it can bring out negative insecurities in their partner. So this isn't about who is right and who is wrong. This is just about stating facts. So as I was saying, you know, one of the two reasons as for why somebody loses romantic emotional attraction for their partner is an action. And that could be something such as infidelity, something such as lying, or something such as changes in personal presentation, in which we've just gone into a lot more depth on. Now, the other reason as for why somebody might lose romantic emotional attraction for their partner is growth. So growth can either be in both people going in different directions, or in one person, whereas the other person is standing still. So let's look at this in a bit more depth as well. So this could be something such as differing life goals, aims, achievements, plans for the future. So maybe both partners are growing. They are growing, they are developing, their own goals, aims, life choices, decisions, opinions, thoughts, processes, everything like this is going off. But they're going in different directions. So maybe they first met and they wasn't really focused on the future as much. Maybe these two people was just kind of living day to day, you might say. But as life goes on, they start to actually get some real genuine thoughts and feelings about where they want to be going in life. And as this happens, they start to realize and see that one partner is going in one direction and one partner is going in another direction. And the actual connection between them both is no longer stable. It is no longer something which is level between them both. They're going in different directions and the gap between them is growing. Now, when this happens, there is a chance that romantic emotional attraction could be lost in both partners. This is just as possible as it losing with one partner in their thoughts of the other. You know, it can happen in both. And this is sometimes when you will see a breakup when whoever actually makes the move to create the breakup, to action the breakup, the partner actually kind of accepts this because deep down they feel the same. You know, this sometimes happens when both partners are losing romantic emotional attraction together. But this isn't always the case. You know, both partners might be going in different directions, but there still might be one partner who is still very much wanting to grow and develop the relationship together, even though they acknowledge that they are now quite far apart from their partner because they're both growing. So you can still have a situation where one partner ends the relationship and the other certainly doesn't want it to end, even though in reality they both see that their life goals are now very different. Another possibility within growth is that one partner is growing and one stands still. Now, when this happens, you will see a huge differential in the levels of value between both people. So both people, they're living their life together, they're in a relationship, they're happy. One person just carries on their life as it is, and the other person thinks, you know what, I want to do different things. You know, all of a sudden, I want to travel around the world. All of a sudden, I want to go to university, gain a new qualification, and move into this sector of employment. All of a sudden, I no longer want to live where I was living. I've got aspirations to live in a different way. Now, again, this isn't about saying who is right and who is wrong. You know, there is nothing to go against people who want to live, for instance, a more simplistic life, people who want to live potentially in their hometown. You know, maybe, you know, you live in your hometown, you don't want to leave your hometown. There is nothing wrong with that. But if somebody starts to have more prominent life goals and maybe originally they wanted to stay in their hometown and now they're thinking, you know what, I want to travel around the world. I want to live in the big city. I want to qualify. I no longer want to work in this employment. I want to work right at the top. And this is going to mean I have less time to spend with each other, and I'm going to have to move house potentially to do this job. And, you know, when you see this type of thing, you know, it's not about who is right and who is wrong, but it does have a differing in value level between them both, because the person who is now starting to set themselves huge targets and goals will subconsciously, or maybe even consciously, look down on their partner and think, you know, I've outgrown you. You know, that is a term that sometimes you hear. People will say, look, I just feel like I've outgrown you. And that is what they mean. So now we can look at these, we've looked at these in more depth, you know, actions and growth. These are the reasons why somebody will lose romantic emotional attraction for their partner. And this is why a relationship will end. This is why somebody becomes a dumper. Somebody is not born a dumper. You know, even if somebody has got tendencies within their personality, even if they are somebody who may have monkey branched in the past, for instance, it doesn't necessarily mean this is always going to be the case, because people can change, people can develop, people can grow, as we've been speaking about in today's podcast. You know, I did a podcast on monkey branching specifically. Please make sure you subscribe, ring the bell for notifications, and check out my podcasts on things such as monkey branching if you want to learn more about that. But even in that podcast, you know, when I'm talking about how a personality trait, somebody can be somebody who is a monkey brancher, that can change, you know, whether they go through counselling, whether they acknowledge this and just try to work on it themselves, it can change. So nothing is certain. You know, you get into a relationship and nothing is certain. You can't say, well, I know this person is likely to dump me. This is not known. It is all about the connection. It is all about the relationship that you are in right now. And therefore, we have to look past personality traits. We have to look past attachment styles. We have to look past the past. And although they can give us clues about who somebody is, it doesn't mean that is who they're going to be right now and in the future, because people can change. So ultimately, a relationship starts, and it starts on its own fresh page. It is the new chapter in the book, and there is no way of knowing how this chapter is going to end. There is no way of knowing how the book is going to end. You know, you never know when the book has ended. You never know when it's just a chapter. None of this is known. And this will only develop as it is going through in real time. You know, this will develop as and when it happens. And it is about actions, and it is about growth. So when people ask me the question, are dumpers all the same? You know, the answer is no. You know, they might say to me, for instance, well, my dumper was a narcissist, so I should have seen this coming. You know, that doesn't necessarily mean there was going to be a dumper within your relationship. That is their tendencies. That is their behavior. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the relationship is going to end in a certain way. I could look at all of the breakups that I have helped people with and people I've spoke to and understood their stories. And I've known dumpers from all of the attachment styles. You know, you can't say, well, you know, my ex was in a secure attachment, so that makes no sense as to why they dumped me. Well, the reason why they dumped you was because they lost romantic emotional attraction. It doesn't matter if they had a secure attachment style, if they was anxious, if they was an avoidant, or any of the other subcontext that you can have in attachment styles. It is irrelevant. And it is also the same when we look at any other kind of personality trait and point of view. Ultimately, these things can dictate behavior, but they don't dictate the future. They don't dictate how things are always going to necessarily be. And therefore, dumpers are diverse. You know, anybody can be a dumper. You can be a dumper. Any single person who is thinking to themselves, I would never end a relationship with somebody. I am loyal. I am the type of person who, when I take a vow, I keep that vow. Well, let me tell you, if you are put under the certain necessary circumstance, you would become a dumper. Anybody can become a dumper. Dumpers are diverse, and we can't pigeonhole them. It's all about the experiences we have and the situations we are put in and the circumstances that take place within our relationship. And because of this, we can nail it down to actions and to growth. Now, I know that I gave a few examples, but there are plenty more. You know, these are just some kind of major ones that we went to in each section. But ultimately, at the end of the day, what happens is when these actions and growth take place, that romantic emotional attraction is lost. And when it hits a certain low point, when it plummets to the depths, that is when somebody will really look at themselves and think, you know what, am I really enjoying this life with this person within this relationship? Or do I need to end this relationship to give myself a better chance of happiness. And that is when somebody becomes a dumper. Most dumpers do not want to hurt their dumpees. Most dumpers are not doing this as some part of game. Most dumpers end a relationship because they believe they will feel a truer, more realistic and potential happiness as a singleton moving forward and trying to make a new connection. If you believe this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.
Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach. Giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site. Giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love, ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.